Hey, you want that to go?
And now some takeouts on some of the stories we've been following this morning. It's decision time in the United Kingdom and Great Britain. As we speak, voters across the country are casting their votes in the general election, and it's the most unpredictable election in a generation. Laura Lynch is the London-based correspondent for PRI's The World. She's been watching the polls and will be heading down to Parliament Green to cover the elections later today. Now, Laura, there are actually strict rules in the UK about what you can and cannot say on election day in media broadcasts. So just let me know if I get you into any trouble here with any of the questions. We don't want to get you in trouble with the election police in the UK.
Thank you very much.
we'll do our best. You're responsible for keeping yourself out of trouble here. Can you tell me why some people have described this as a photo finish? Why is the election so close?
Well, I think what's happened this time around that's made things so much different is this actually is a three-way race. Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and the Conservative Party are all running in this election with new leaders, and there's every suggestion that there is not going to be a clear majority winner at the end of the vote and when the votes are actually counted, and that's why this is being called a photo finish.
Are we seeing long lines at the polls? How's participation looking?
Well, I was at a polling station this morning, in fact, casting my own ballot. And at my polling station, there was a steady stream of voters. And from reports I've been seeing, it's the same pretty much across the UK. You know, it's interesting here because there are actually 650 constituencies and there are thousands and thousands of polling stations. And you find some of them in the most unusual places. There are polling stations in pubs. There are polling stations. There's one in a castle. They've even put some shipping containers and tipped them over on their side and turned those into polling stations as well, just to accommodate people who are coming out to vote.
Now, Laura Lynch, what are the major issues in this election? I've seen everything from the state of the economy down to whether or not they're going to preserve free bus passes for pensioners. It seems like the issues are running the gamut here.
Well, in fact, those two issues are actually related, and they all have to do with the economy, which is pretty well regarded as the number one issue for voters in this election. I mean, everyone knows that the United Kingdom came through the economic crisis in not terrific shape and is still contending with terribly big deficits and government deficit and debt. And all three parties have put forward what they say are their ways of contending with that, with cutting that deficit and debt. But they have been universally accused of not providing nearly enough detail to voters so that they'll know exactly what's going to happen should one party or the other get into power. So that lack of forthrightness that they've been accused of means that even though this was the number one issue, it still hasn't been addressed with the degree of clarity that voters might like, and certainly that the markets might like. And it's going to be interesting to see when you get the outcome on Friday how the markets are going to react to that.
No, you say when we get the outcome on Friday, and as we introed this, we sort of gave you your own Miranda warning. You have the right to remain silent. In fact, you must remain silent about certain things in this election. Without getting yourself in trouble, Laura Lynch, can you describe the law that's preventing you from talking? What can you not talk about? The candidates or their platforms? What's the ground rules there? It's very different from America.
I've got to be very careful about telling you what the latest polls are saying. I've got to even be. There are some suggestions I shouldn't even tell you what the weather is like. It's all about an attempt to not influence voters as they are heading out to the polls today in any way, shape, or forms, and it's quite restrictive. Now, whether it actually is relevant in the age of the internet, I can't say, but these are the kinds of restrictions that are on broadcasters. The same kinds of rules don't apply to the print media, interestingly enough.
Interesting. So, are there monitors, you know, listening to this broadcast or listening to Sky News broadcast to make sure nobody steps over the line?
Well, I don't know. You can ask, and maybe someone will give you a call.
I guess we'll find out.
I find it hard to believe that anyone would be monitoring it that closely. The fact remains that if someone does hear something that they consider to be partisan or over the line, they could report it.
All right, Laura Lynch, London-based correspondent for PRI's The World, joining us on the UK elections, but not saying too much. We don't want to get her in trouble. Laura, thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.